overall general mission is to mitigate somebody's adverse event. So make sure that somebody can avoid an adverse event. So there's a pothole in the road, we're going to tell you that there's a possibility of a pothole in the road, don't step in it. So by avoiding those, we can suggest to somebody that they can have an optimal experience with cannabis.
From MJ Bulls Media, it's the Raising Cannabis Capital Show. Today in Raising Cannabis Capital, we have a really interesting company. Our guest today is Len May from Endocanna Health, Inc. Len, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
You guys are doing some really, really fascinating work, and your listeners are just going to love this show. I think what you're doing is the future of medicine, and I have so many questions. I don't want to get ahead of myself, so before I get too far along, I want to bring everybody up to speed. I kind of liken what your company does to companies like Ancestry.com or 23andMe. The Endo DNA kit analyzes people's DNA. I know it's kind of a broad overview, but is that essentially what you do?
Yeah, I mean, pretty much we do analyze people's DNA, but we're looking at it a little bit differently than a 23andMe or an Ancestry because we're very specific to the endocannabinoid system. So if you look at us, we're really a biotech company that is really revolutionizing the industry by looking at scientifically based endocompatibility reports of what your DNA actually says, and then allows us to use and analyze DNA using a proprietary patented algorithms to match people up with an optimal ratio of cannabinoids and terpenes.
Okay. All right. For our listeners who may not be familiar with the endocannabinoid system, can you just give a brief overview of what it does?
Sure. Yeah. And I'm going to try to do this in the least sciencey way possible. So I like to use analogies and kind of paint the picture this way. So my analogy is salmon swimming upstream. So you think about it this way. We have this unbelievable endocannabinoid system. It's a primary regulatory system. So it's sort of like the puppet master that manages all the other systems. We have an immune system. We have a digestive system. We have all these different systems within our bodies, and they work by signaling from the brain. The signal comes through, and it does something in the system. So it tells you, you know, it's time to go through and digest your food, and there's a process for that. The endocannabinoid system, the unique thing about it, it gets signals from the other systems, goes back up your central nervous system, modulates the different chemicals and hormones, proteins, enzymes that you will need, and then goes through your neurotransmitter, sends a message at the synapse level. The synapse acts like a traffic cop, and it tells you what needs to be turned on, what needs to be turned off, what you need more of, what you need less of. So it actually helps to modulate all the other systems. So it's your kind of basic overseer of all your other systems within your body, and it helps to regulate and modulate that. And the goal of that system is to keep us in balance. So to keep us all aligned and in balance, and that's basically how the endocannabinoid system works.
Well, you know, that's fascinating because based on what you're saying is that it has sort of tentacles into every system. So it kind of knows what every system is doing.
It's the octopus of all the other systems because it does have its tentacles in every other system. So when you're talking about your endocannabinoid system, you're talking about a relationship to your immune system. You're talking about your digestive system. You're talking about blood pressure. You're talking about blood flow. You're talking about body temperature. All those things are related.
Yeah.
And the interesting thing about it is that we have these amazing endogenous endocannabinoids that are part of our endocannabinoid system. So our body produces these endogenous endocannabinoids on its own. When your body's producing those endogenous endocannabinoids, it actually is able to regulate a lot of different things that are going on within our bodies. But sometimes we have deficiencies in what our body naturally produces. So we're lucky that we found this plant in nature that kind of mimics some of the endogenous endocannabinoids, like THC, for instance. And the other interesting part about it is that we are born with receptors for those phytocannabinoids. So cannabis kind of lives inside of us in a certain way, right?
That's crazy. That is crazy. So when you finish analyzing my DNA, instead of telling me where my ancestors are from, EndoDNA gives me a detailed analysis of my endocannabinoid system. And this is where I think things get really interesting. What will the analysis of my DNA tell me about my endocannabinoid system?
Yes. We look at every single gene that has a direct or indirect association with your endocannabinoid system. Just to preface before I get into it, DNA. So DNA is really our building blocks. It's sort of this helix. And when you pull the helix apart with 23 chromosomes, you have these single nucleotide polymorphisms. So in those single nucleotide polymorphisms, you have what's called allele combinations. You know how computers speak in binary code, ones and zeros?
Yes.
Your DNA communicates in four letters, a C, a T, an A, and a G. So 99.9% of us are identical. That 0.1% makes all the difference in the world. And that is called your genotype. So the combination of those letters, the C and the T, what you have makes you unique. And that's where you inherit from your parents. So it's responsible for eye color, hair color, all these different things. And those actually give you predispositions to certain things. Could be disease states. Somebody can be predisposed in their family history to a certain disease. Let's say it's a carcinoma of some sorts, or there's a gene that's associated with alcoholism, etc. So you have your genetic predispositions. Based on those, there's a second factor, which is called epigenetics. So epigenetics is actually the expression of those genetics that you have. So you have your predisposition, and you have your epigenetics, and that is the expression of them. So think about it as a switch to turn on or off.
Mm-hmm.
So your lifestyle can dictate whether that genetic predisposition is turned on. So your lifestyle can include your nutrition, your mindset, how you live your life, and actually cannabinoids. So we analyze your DNA. We look at 700,000 SNPs, single nucleotide polymorphisms.
Wow.
We look at symptomatic conditions that people consume cannabis for and that are associated with your endocannabinoid system. So like stress, inflammation, sleep, metabolism. There's also cognitive function. There's mood, like depressive feelings. We look at several different things. Our overall general mission is to mitigate somebody's adverse events. So make sure that somebody can avoid an adverse event. So there's a pothole in the road. We're going to tell you that there is a possibility of a pothole in the road. Don't step in it. So by avoiding those, we can suggest to somebody that they can have an optimal experience with cannabis.
Okay. So basically, I'm predisposed to certain illnesses or to certain conditions. With this report, I'll be able to avoid certain cannabis strains or seek out certain cannabis strains, which could potentially help me or maybe have not the exact effect that I was looking for.
Yeah, that's the objective. Here's the difficulty. The cannabis plant has somewhere close to 500 different components. So when you're looking at a strain per se, there's very little consistency in that. So what we look at is the amount of cannabinoids that it has, the ratio of CBD to THC, and also primary and secondary terpene. So by looking at those values, we can look at certificates of analysis from different manufacturers, and we can align that using our proprietary algorithm with a suggestion of what fits a person best. We also can give you a suggestion on dosing based on metabolic function.
I want to take a short break to play you a preview of our next episode and to thank our sponsors.
And we are absolutely looking at stuff all the time. We think there will be a lot of opportunity coming out of COVID. But at this moment, our acquisition criteria is very strict. And so we may look at 20 businesses and proceed on none of them. But if they do meet our criteria, we are absolutely excited and would love to tackle it. So we do think there'll be a lot of opportunity coming out of this. They just have to meet our very strict criteria.
Tune in on Thursday for another episode of Cannabis and Corona with Justin Pierce from Hydroponics. And now let's get back to today's show. Walk us through the process.
So what you do is you go on endodna.com, you order the kit, comes to your home. Inside is a big Q-tip, a big old swab, with a tube that has a reagent that stabilizes that. So you take that out, you swab inside your mouth where your cheek is, you put it back in the tube, you put it in the box, it's already self-addressed stamped, and you mail it to our lab. Before you do that, you have to register the kit. It's extremely, extremely important to register, because unless you register, we will not know that DNA belongs to the individual.
Sure.
Because all the data is fully encrypted. When somebody gets their information, they have to log in to their secure anonymized portal. When they log in, then the information gets decrypted and we can actually align your DNA with your results.
And then you will email us the results, or do you mail it back to us? How does that work?
You'll get a series of emails. The first one will be, thank you for registering. The next one will be your samples at the lab. Next will be your results have been processed and they're ready. So when you get that email, you log into your secure anonymized portal, which is called mydna.live. In there, when you log in, you will then get your personalized results. And the results will come in looking at 12 different categories, and there are 60 different reports. So you'll have them by category and by report. So you can look at the overview first. You can look at stress and anxiety. What about metabolism? What about mood? And you can see each individual report. Once you see that report, we have a survey. When I was talking earlier about epigenetics, so that's your genetic expression. So just because you have a genetic predisposition toward insomnia, it doesn't mean that that's being expressed in your bodies. We're still going to report that to you. By addressing those specific questions, we give you a personalized wellness plan, which will show you the ratios of cannabinoids and terpenes, and then align that with products that are geofenced that are available in your area that closely match the suggested ratios.
Wow, that would be really helpful. That would be really helpful, especially like you said, it's geofenced. So it would be in the area where I live. We could keep going on forever, but tell us what's next for you guys. You know, what's on the horizon?
We're focused on research. That is really our goal. A personal pet peeve of mine is this whole notion of there's not enough research. There's not enough research. They're right. There's not enough research. And we know the reasons why, because we have prohibition at federal level. So research has been difficult. So we are participating in research. We built a fantastic scientific board featuring Dr. Ethan Russo, Dr. Mike Kagan, Dr. Chris Spooner, a great, great team. So we have several research studies that we're doing now under institutional review boards. And we're involved in a couple of clinical studies. So that's really our goal, to involve ourselves in a lot more research, because DNA plays a huge role in the way that we're creating precision medicine. So there's certain things that we want to make sure that we are aware of. So there's a couple of things that we're working on, and our reports do that. Number one is giving you that ratio of cannabinoids and terpenes that is personalized. So cannabis is personal. Number two, we're looking at drug-to-drug interactions. So when people are taking prescription medication and they're taking cannabis with their prescription medication, they have to be really aware of which prescription medication are taken, because certain cannabinoids can affect the efficacy of their prescription medication. The other thing that we're looking at is nutrients and supplements, which also have an interaction. Not only are we doing research, but the feedback loop mechanism is key. Because now we have personalized medicine, but by you responding back and looking at how is this working for me, and maybe us going back in and swabbing you, you know, 6 months down the line, 3 months down the line, and looking at the expression of your genetic on the enzymatic level. So how is that really working for you? And now we drive that feedback loop mechanism using artificial intelligence to give us more individualized precision medicine.
You have a lot on your plate. Are you going to need to raise money to help fund this, or are you in the process of raising money?
One of my mentors told me one day, is the job of a CEO is always raising money. So no matter what we do, we're always raising money. So we're grateful and lucky that we closed an A round last year with our investor, Heritage Cannabis Holdings, out of Canada. But yes, we're absolutely always raising money because there's so much that we're able to present to the world. And we really think that we can make a global impact. We're going to be doing a big launch in Europe, in South Africa, and in Australia. So yes, raising capital is definitely something that we're always doing.
Well, we have all of your information in the show notes, including how to get your Endo DNA kit. And if investors want to circle back and talk to you directly, they can get the information right in the show notes or at mjbulls.com. Len, we could go on and on. I mean, I'm sorry that we only have so much time on this show, but this is great stuff. I really appreciate you being
there.
Do you
mind if I mention one more thing?
Oh, not at all. Not at all.
We hang out, because I think it's important to know, when you swab and you send it to lab, it can take up to 4 weeks to get your results. So I want everybody to understand that there's a lag. And then the same thing with 23andMe and Ancestry, all the other DNA kits. But what we did also is we came up with instantaneous gratification. So if somebody has taken a 23andMe, Ancestry, any of the other DNA tests, you own your raw data that belongs to you. You can download it in a zip file from Ancestry or 23andMe. You can take that, upload it to endodna.com, and get your results instantaneously, right away. So we're only as good as the version of 23andMe or Ancestry used, but you'll get your results immediately, and I'll give you an indication on those specific genes.
That's a great feature, because a lot of people have done that. Len, really fun having you on the show today. I can't wait to have you back on again. Thanks for doing this.
Thank you so much. Really, really appreciate it. Stay healthy and stay safe.
Thanks for listening to today's show. To check out more great cannabis podcasts, go to podconnects.com. Here's a preview of one of our other shows.
99.9% of our DNA is identical. It's a 0.1% that truly makes us different and unique. And that's what the show is about. Find out that 0.1% about your favorite guests. Find out what music they like, their first cannabis experience, and even what their room looked like growing up. But more importantly, or as important, their journey. Learn what makes them unique on Everything Is Personal.